Hey everyone, welcome back. Today, we're going to be looking at something really interesting in the world of marketing.
Yeah, definitely. It's all about how businesses try to figure out like the best way to get the most out of their marketing budget.
Right. It's like every company wants to know, are we spending our money in the right places?
Exactly. And that's where this paper comes in. It's called Only Two Can Tango at the Pareto Front.
Only two can tango at the Pareto front.
That's a pretty catchy title.
It is. And it kind of gives you a hint about what they found, basically how we try to like optimize our marketing. It's not always about doing more.
So less is more. Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Well, it all starts with this thing called marketing mix modeling, MMM for short.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's basically a way for companies to figure out which of their marketing activities are actually like leading to sales.
Oh, okay. So it's like which campaigns are really bringing in the customers.
Yeah. Exactly. But it's actually a lot harder than it sounds.
Really?
Right.
Why is that? Well, because in the real world, businesses have a bunch of different goals.
Yeah, right. So imagine, you're a company that's always, done a ton of TV advertising, right? That's been your bread and butter. And then you build this MMM model, and it tells you to like completely ditch TV
Oh, wow.
and pour all your money into online ads.
Yeah.
Would you trust that?
It'd be hard to.
Completely,
Yeah.
right? Probably not, because there's a reason why you've been investing in TV, this whole time.
Right.
So you know it's working to some
At
degree.
least to some degree.
Right.
It's interesting because there are really two key things that you need to kind of balance in the MML.
Yeah.
One is how well the model predicts future sales. And that's, kind of that classic goodness of fit idea
Classic goodness
that we
at.
always hear about.
Yeah.
But the other one is how much it deviates from your historical spending patterns.
Okay, so that's really interesting, right? Because, like you're saying, you have all of this past data that you can look at. That's right.
These spending decisions that have been made in the past, they're based on, experience,
Yeah.
knowledge of the market.
Right.
And so how do we measure those two things? How do we measure that goodness of fit and then this deviation from the historical spending patterns?
Well, so we have NRMSE.
In our MNC.
Which kind of tells you how accurate those predictions are.
Okay.
And it's kind of like traditional goodness of fit, but it's normalized so you can compare different models.
Okay.
But then the other side of that is there's actually a metric that Meta developed,
Meta.
yeah,
Wow.
called decomp.rssd.
Decomp.rssd.
And it specifically measures how much the model's recommendations stray from your past spending habits.
Interesting.
So it's like trying to quantify that gut feeling you have about what works
Okay. Right.
based on years of experience.
Right. And so almost like NRMSE is looking forward.
Yeah.
Decomp RSSD is looking back,
Yeah.
making sure that the model isn't suggesting something wildly different
Exactly.
from what you know about the business.
Right, because you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Right.
There's
Yeah.
a reason why you're doing these things, right?
So is there a way to have the best of both worlds?
That's the big question.
Right.
And that's where this idea of the Pareto frontier comes
The
in.
Pareto frontier.
Yeah. So imagine you're trying to choose like a new apartment.
Okay, new apartment.
Right. And you want one that's both spacious and affordable.
Sure, who doesn't?
Right. You
Oh,
want a
hey.
lot of space, but you don't want to spend a lot of money.
Right.
But typically, the bigger the apartment, the more expensive it's going to be.
Right. Classic trade-off.
Right. So you can't have maximum space and minimum cost at the same time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And so what the Pareto frontier is, it's like the set of apartments where you're getting the best possible combination of space and affordability. Right. So you can move along that frontier, you can get more space for a higher price
Yeah.
or less space for a lower price.
Right.
But you can't magically jump to a point where you've got a massive penthouse for pennies.
Right. No free lunch.
Right, exactly.
Right.
And so it's the same thing with MMM.
Okay.
You can't have the absolute lowest NRMSE and the absolute lowest decomp.rssd at the same time.
Yeah. Okay.
You have to find kind of a balance point on that frontier that makes the most sense for you.
So it's really all about balance then.
It is, and
Finding that sweet spot.
that's right.
And here's where things get really interesting, because the research you shared suggests that even on that Pareto frontier,
Right.
where all the models are pretty good,
Yeah.
there's still a lot of variation,
There is.
right? Sometimes the model with the highest decomp RSSD, meaning it deviates the most from past spending,
Right.
actually ends up performing better on another metric.
Yeah, that was a very surprising finding, actually.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
So tell me about that other metric.
So that metric is called KL divergence.
KL divergence.
And it measures how much information is lost when you use the model's predictions as a stand-in for the real sales data.
Okay.
And so the lower the KL divergence, the better the model is at capturing the true patterns in your data.
Okay, so that's interesting. So it's possible to have a model that looks kind of a little bit strange based on your historical spending.
Right.
But actually does a better job of reflecting the underlying reality of your sales data.
Exactly.
That's pretty counterintuitive.
Yeah, that's one of the things we found most interesting about this research.
So you can't just blindly trust the model with the lowest decomp RSSD?
No, no.
There might be a better option, you know, lurking out there on the Pareto frontier.
Exactly.
And you know what? This is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
When it comes to the complexities of MMM optimization,
absolutely,
there are even more layers to uncover.
Oh, yeah. Especially if we start, you know, adding more objectives into the mix.
Yes, yes. It gets really interesting.
Okay, so you've definitely piqued my curiosity here.
Okay.
So let's dig into those additional objectives and see what other surprises we find.
Okay, yeah.
This is shaping up to be quite the adventure.
It is.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. All right, so we've talked about how building an MMM model, it's not just about, you know, finding the one that predicts sales perfectly.
Right.
You know, it's about balancing that accuracy with what makes sense for your business based on, you know, what you've done in the past.
Right.
And even then, there can be these surprises, you know, lurking on that Pareto frontier.
Oh, yeah.
Like we were just talking about that model with a higher decomp. RSSD actually performing better on KL divergence.
Yeah.
So what happens when we start adding even more objectives into the mix? Does that get us closer to that perfect model, or does it just make things even more complicated?
Well, so, you know, think about it like this. Let's say you're trying to find the perfect pizza, you know, and you might start with two key objectives.
Okay.
Taste and price.
Sure.
You want it to be delicious.
Of course.
But you also don't want to break the bank.
Makes sense.
So you find a few good options that kind of balance those two things pretty well.
Right.
But then your friend chimes in and says, hey, what about the toppings?
Uh-oh.
I hate olives.
Okay.
And someone else adds in, don't forget about the crust. It have to be thin and crispy.
Too many cooks in the kitchen.
Right. And suddenly you've got four objectives to juggle.
Yeah.
And finding a pizza that satisfies everyone becomes a lot harder.
Yeah. So adding more objectives, even if they seem important.
Right.
Doesn't always lead to a better outcome.
Exactly.
It can just make things more confusing.
It can.
And harder to manage.
Right.
And that's exactly what the researchers found when they started adding more objectives to this MMM optimization process.
Yeah, it's kind of counterintuitive.
So walk me through what they did. What other objectives did they throw into the mix?
So they started with the two we've already discussed.
Okay. NRMSE and decomp RSD.
Mm-hmm. Right. NRMSE for predictive accuracy.
Yep.
Decomp RSSD for alignment with past spending.
Mm-hmm.
Then they added MAP.
MPE.
Which is mean absolute percentage error.
Okay.
And it basically measures the average percentage difference between your predicted sales and the actual sales figures.
Okay, so MAPE is kind of like a more intuitive way of looking at error.
That's right.
Instead of just seeing a raw number, you get a percentage, which is easier to grasp.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It tells you things like, on average, my predictions are off by 5%.
Right.
Pretty straightforward.
Okay.
And then finally, they added KL divergence into the mix.
Okay, so we got KL divergence in there too.
That's right.
And as we talked about earlier, that measures how well the model captures the true patterns in your sales data.
Exactly.
So they went from optimizing for two objectives to three to four.
That's right.
What happened? The models get better as they added more objectives.
Well, the results were actually kind of surprising.
All right.
Adding more objectives didn't always lead to better models.
Yeah.
In fact, in some cases, it actually made things worse.
Wow. That's counterintuitive.
It's like trying to juggle too many balls at once. You end up dropping them all.
So even though these additional objectives seem important, like making sure that the percentage errors are low and the model is capturing the true data patterns.
Right.
Focusing on too many things at once can actually harm the overall quality of the model.
That's exactly right.
So it really highlights the importance of being deliberate about which objectives you choose to prioritize.
Right.
It's not about adding everything that might seem relevant.
Yeah.
It's about understanding the trade-offs and making strategic choices based on what matters most for you.
Yeah, I think people get really excited and they want to throw everything but the kitchen sink into the model.
Right. They want to account for everything.
Yeah.
So in this case, sticking with the original two objectives NRMSE and DCompTRSDD might actually be the best approach.
It often is. Interesting.
Okay.
And, you know, even when they did optimize for three or four objectives, the way they ranked those objectives had a huge impact on the final model.
Oh, and in the case of this MMM stuff, one of the most interesting things they found was about prioritizing that business error metric, DCompTRSSD. Remember, that's the one all about understanding the true impact of each marketing activity.
Right, like figuring out which marketing efforts are the real all-stars.
Right. So when they put DCompTRSSD first in their optimization process, they got models that were really good at figuring out which activities were actually driving sales. But here's the thing. Those models weren't always so good at predicting the overall sales numbers.
So it's like you might be amazing at spotting the individual talents of each player on a team, but you might not be able to predict the final score of the game perfectly.
That's a great way to put it. It's about getting really specific and accurate about each individual contribution, but maybe losing a bit of that big picture forecasting ability.
Okay, I'm starting to see how the order can really change things. What happened when they prioritized other metrics then?
Well, when they put NRMSE first, remember, that's the one focused on overall prediction accuracy. They got models that were super good at forecasting total sales, but they weren't as sharp at understanding the finer details of how each marketing channel was working.
So it's like, you can predict that the team is going to win the championship, but you can't tell me which players will score the most points.
Got it. It all depends on what you're really trying to achieve with your model. Do you want a precise overall prediction, or are you more interested in understanding the impact of each individual marketing effort?
This is so fascinating. It really makes you realize that this MMM thing is more than just plugging some numbers into a computer and getting a magic answer. You really have to think strategically about what you want to get out of it.
Absolutely. This research really shows that more data or more goals don't automatically equal better results. Sometimes keeping things simple and knowing what to focus on can lead to more useful insights. It's not just about choosing the right objectives. It's also about deciding which ones are your non-negotiables,
right,
the things you're willing to prioritize, even if it means making concessions on other objectives.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense.
And that leads us to another interesting finding from the research. Sometimes optimizing for one objective can indirectly lead to improvements in others, even though you weren't directly targeting them.
Okay, that sounds intriguing.
Yeah.
Tell me more about that.
So they found that when they prioritized KL divergence,
okay,
remember that's the one that measures how well the model reflects the true data patterns, they often ended up with models that also had better NRMSE and MPE scores.
Wait, so they were aiming for one target and hit two others by accident?
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
That's amazing. But why would that happen?
It's kind of like focusing on building core strength and fitness.
Okay.
You know, you might not be directly training for a marathon, but by strengthening your core, you indirectly improve your running form, your endurance, your overall performance.
So by focusing on getting the model to truly understand the underlying data patterns,
right,
they inadvertently improved its accuracy and reduced the percentage errors as well. It's like a hidden bonus.
Yeah, a nice little bonus.
So what's the key takeaway here? What can our listeners learn from all of this?
I think the main message is that MMM optimization is a complex process with lots of nuances.
Right.
There's no one-size-fits-all solution.
Mm-hmm.
You need to carefully consider your objectives, your data, and the trade-offs you're willing to make.
And it sounds like focusing on those core objectives, NRMSE and DCompTRSSD, is often a good starting point. And then you can explore adding other objectives strategically.
Yeah.
But be mindful of how they impact the overall model performance.
That's right.
And how you prioritize them.
Exactly.
Right. Don't just throw everything into the mix and hope for the best.
No.
Be deliberate about your choices.
Right.
Understand the potential consequences.